The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
I want to say sweaty cup to everyone out there. That means hello on Thai. This is Greg Rashid, your presenter, for another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Heard by most of you out there at your convenience on various platforms, be it on my YouTube channel, Nourished by History, or on Facebook, or wherever you listen. But a lot of folks listen every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time on KUHSDenver.com, created by one and only Henry Archuleta. I want to say hi to all my friends in the Colorado region. I'm going to get back there. I will be back there at some point. But anyway, as always, we're going to have a great show. And if you're new to the program, what we do here is we do fantasy fights. What if fights? What if Muhammad Ali fought Mike Tyson? And we usually use a title bout to PC game where we put it in a computer and we put various fights in there and see what happens. It's all fun and fantasy. It's nothing etched in stone, because I have some people who will write me and say, well, you know, that shouldn't have happened. Well, it's just fun. I know many of you sit around with your friends and you'll say, I wonder what would happen if Tyson Fury fought Anthony Joshua now. Or what would have happened if one of the Klitschko's had fought George Foreman? You know, if they had a time machine, you could get these guys at their prime together. I know you do that. I know you sit back and do that. And this is all this show is about. It's nothing here that's like, this is Bible, this is it. It's all fun. That's all we have fun on this show. But also, on this program, we talk about current events as far as in the world of boxing. Because we keep it real on here as far as talking about real boxing, besides talking about what if. And did you see, you know, I don't know when you're listening to the program, but did you see the fight? You probably know about it if you're a boxing fan, about the Zoom Fedora Super Welterweight fight that happened on March 30th in Las Vegas. Oh my God, you know, I'm a bloody 12-round fight, Super Welterweight. And Sebastian Fedora won the fight, a controversial split decision. I think they should have stopped the fight in the second round after Zoo got the cut on the top of his head. It was just brutal. And we're going to have right now one of our new members here, Ruth. She's going to talk about the fight and what one of the doctors said about it. So let's hear Ruth right now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Tim Hsu's longtime doctor says his world title fight should never have been allowed to continue due to a severe cut that, over 2 inches long and down to the scalp, left Australia's boxing superstar fighting blind for 30 minutes. Speaking with Fox Sports Australia, Dr. Bill Anslein also praised Hsu's cut man Mark Gambin for his work on a severe wound which later required 10 stitches, stressing, trying to stem the blood flow, you were on a hiding to nothing. Both Dr. Bill and Hsu's manager Glenn Jennings also praised the warrior spirit of Australia's boxing star, describing as superhuman his efforts to fight towering southpaw Sebastian Fedora for a staggering 10 rounds while blinded, and still come within a point of unifying the decision. A popular Gold Coast physician who has worked for the likes of Elton John, Ed Sheeran, and the Rolling Stones, Anslein also has a wealth of fight experience having supported all three Zs, including Kostya's 16 years in the ring. While in Las Vegas this week as part of Hsu's entourage for his world title blockbuster with Fedora, he was seated back several rows when Sunday's championship fight took place. Yet Anslein said when Hsu was cut open on the top of his head late in the second round, he could see even from images on the T-Mobile Arena big screens there was a real problem. He suggested that when ringside physicians initially inspected the cut after rounds 2 and 4 and should have been called off. Main Event's Ben Damon agreed, tweeting, "No point having a doctor if they aren't willing to stop a fight when one man has been hit by an axe. Unbelievable this wasn't stopped at the end of 2.
Thank you, Ruth, for that. I can't believe they didn't stop that fight. That made no sense whatsoever. I hope there's a rematch. If you saw the fight, you probably saw Errol Spence Jr. jump in the ring at the end of the fight, challenging Fedor. It's like, come on, Errol, be for real, be for real. So you think you can beat Fedor? Fedor's tough. You saw it in this fight. I mean, he had a broken nose, and he's 6'5". I mean, you got a welterweight that's 6'5". Great reach. I mean, amazing. And I told folks don't sleep on him, as well as his sisters. Sister's a champion. He's a champion now. And so I just congratulate him. But I hope there's a rematch to this fight. I want to see a rematch of this fight. And folks should really look into these cuts like this, gashes and all that are just horrendous. I mean, just horrendous. This is not the 19th century where we're fighting 100-round fights and all. You can stop the fight. I mean, do that. Have some decency and just mercy, and just respect these fighters. That's the thing. Just respect them. But I hope, but if you haven't checked out the fight, look at it on YouTube. It's hard to look at. Hard to, I mean, it's just brutal. It's really brutal. But we're going to get to some more news right now. We're going to have Alice talk about some other news that's going on in the world of boxing. So let's hear that right now from Alice.
Oscar Valdez stopped Liam Wilson in round 7 on Friday evening in Glendale, Arizona, to claim the interim WBO junior lightweight title. Valdez jumped off the stool and blasted Wilson with a series of shots along the ropes to open the seventh. Later in the round, he landed two consecutive flush right hands. A follow-up barrage of punches rattled Wilson, who appeared on the verge of going down. Wilson steadied himself, but moments later, another flurry of hard punches left him overwhelmed as the referee halted the action with 12 seconds remaining in round 7. The following are the rules for the Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight. They will be wearing 16-ounce boxing gloves, not the usual 10-ounce ones used in professional fights. The rounds will also be shorter, lasting 2 minutes instead of 3, and there won't be any official judges at ringside to score the fight, which means there is only one way to win. Either Paul or Tyson will have to knock the other man out to have their arm raised in victory. Tyson must pass an electroencephalogram, EID, and an electrocardiogram, EKG, before he can step into the ring. Rules that are in place for fighters over the age of 36 entering the ring. While many fans are looking forward to the fight, some people have voiced their concerns. Eddie Hearn, promoter for Anthony Joshua, has criticized the fight. He thinks this event could harm Tyson's legacy and is worried about his health because of the 30-year age difference between the fighters.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned, but I'm more concerned for Jake Paul. Because Jake Paul, I hope Tyson comes in there. And you got, if you saw him fight, the last time Tyson fought was an exhibition in a sense against Roy Jones Jr. And he looked good in one sense, but he was fighting a pro fighter in Roy Jones Jr. And he looked good. And I don't think Paul has a chance in this fight. Even though Tyson is almost 60-some years old, I think he's going to give Paul a lesson, which I think everyone wants to see. Because some folks, I can give him credit for, like, really supporting women's boxing. He's done a lot for Amanda Serrano. I really give him credit for that, but he can take it a little, being a YouTuber that he is, he can take things a little too far, but we can see what will happen with this fight if it happens, if it's not just hype, if it happens. But we're going to get to our main event right now. But first, before we do that, let's give you a little bit of some commercials on here on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
For those who say top value stamps, the best gifts in life are free. Gifts to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stem, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save, save, save top value stamps. The best gift in life are free.
the best gifts in life are free, free, free.
Are you tired of trading blows and waking up with a sore jaw? Well, fear not, because we've got the solution for you. Introducing the Pillow Puncher 3000. Gone are the days of bruised egos and black eyes. With our revolutionary soft gloves, you can spar all day and still feel like you're sleeping on a cloud. Say goodbye to pain and hello to fluffy fun. Get your Pillow Puncher 3000 today and float like a butterfly, or, well, more like a feather. Order now and we will include the bruise-free hand wraps.
Sounds like something I want to get. But anyway, hope you enjoyed those commercials as we get ready to get to the main event. So just sit back, relax, get your favorite beverage as we get into this. This is going to be in the welterweight division, a return. You know, he's very popular on this program, Sugar Ray Leonard. And he's fighting today Tito Trinidad, Felix Trinidad. This should be an exciting event. These guys are legends, and you know, Tito, you know, they both hit hard. Tito hits really hard. We're going to see if this goes the full 12 rounds. We don't really know until we actually put this in the computer and see the results. But we're going to have Knockout Nigel, as always, being a commentator for this fight. And by the way, if you want to be a promoter on this program, if you want to help out the program anyway, because we need to keep the lights on, we need a new mic, a little bit of everything, go to patreon.com, look for Nourished by History, and look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And donate what you can, be it $1 a month, whatever you can do. It really helps. Also go to buymeacoffee.com, look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, and do what you can to donate something to keep everything going. Because I get these comments of folks who really like this program, but, you know, help support it. Help support it. You know, I have done other ventures in the past that have been supported. Support this one. It's a little different than what I'm used to doing in one sense, but it's all about fun. So please support this. But we're going to get down now and get to Knockout Nigel as we do this fight today. Welterweight fight, 12-rounder, Ray Leonard versus Felix Trinidad. So take it away, Nigel.
Cheers. This is Knockout Nigel, your commentator for today's welterweight bout, coming from the Roberto Clemente Stadium in Carolina, Puerto Rico. A boisterous crowd of 12,000 are here to witness their hometown hero, Felix Trinidad, tangle with Sugar Ray Leonard. This bout is being promoted by Jeff Ray. This podcast should be renamed The Ray Leonard Show, as he has appeared on this network numerous times, a superb boxer and a great chap to know, that Ray Leonard fellow. Today's bout is being judged on the round system. The judges are Werner Casimir, Jim Maloney, and Davy Pearl. The man in charge of keeping law in the squared circle today is Steve Smoger. This will be a 12-rounder. This promises to be a corker of a fight. The fighters have been given their instructions. And I have been given a bottle of bubbly, made especially for special events in Puerto Rico. His Honor the Mayor has personally given me the bubbly. Inscribed on the bottle is the number 21. I will savor a taste of this special bubbly as the bell sounds for round one. Leonard dashes out and misses with a wild right cross. He intended to end this bout early by throwing that one. Trinidad misses with a counter left jab. The fighters are at ring center bobbing and weaving. Trinidad lands a four combination that backs Leonard up. Leonard lands a partially blocked left uppercut for 1 point. That uppercut did damage to Oscar De La Hoya in their bout. Trinidad must have studied the film of that fight and has a defense for it. Leonard clinches. The fighters are in ring center after the break. Both are using probing left hands to find an opening. Leonard has cut off the ring and pinned Trinidad on the far ropes. Leonard lands a 2-point left jab, followed by a 3-point combination. Trinidad misses with a left cross. Leonard misses with a counter left jab. The fighters are in ring center. Leonard lands a partially blocked 1-point combination at the bell to end round one. That was a feeling out round for both fighters. I would give Leonard a slight edge in that round. The crowd senses these two will explode at some point and go to war. Leonard had 7 points in the first round to 4 points for Trinidad. This bubbly is meant to be taken in slowly, so at the suggestion of the mayor, I will hold off the bubbly for a few rounds. It does pack a special punch, I must say. The bell has rung to begin round two. Leonard dashes out and misses with a combination. The fighters are at ring center. Trinidad misses with a right uppercut. Leonard counters with a two-point left hook to the stomach. Trinidad misses with a left jab. Leonard lands a four-point right cross that snaps Trinidad's head back. Leonard misses with a combination. Trinidad counters with a two-point combination. Leonard ducks under a Trinidad right cross. Leonard misses with a counter left hook but scores a five-point right cross that staggers Trinidad. Leonard goes downstairs for a two-point right hook. Trinidad has been backed into the neutral corner. Leonard scores 4 points with a straight right. Leonard lands a three-point left uppercut. Leonard is pouring it on. Trinidad cannot dodge his punches. Leonard's hand speed is lightning quick. Leonard lands a right hook for 4 points to the temple. Trinidad is a helpless fighter. The bell sounds to end the second round. Trinidad's corner quickly come out to escort him back to his corner. I think the crowd senses Leonard may be too fast for their man. Even though this is a Trinidad crowd, they were loving the boxing display Leonard showed in round two. He dominated Felix. Leonard had a commanding 24 points in that round to only 2 for Trinidad. It might behoove Trinidad to get on his bicycle in round three to avoid Leonard's shots. And as suggested by the mayor, I will not take any bubbly yet. That first sip may have been enough to last me for the duration of the fight. Round three has begun. Trinidad meets Leonard at ring center and lands a three-point left hook to the stomach. Leonard misses with a right uppercut, then lands a three-point double left jab. Trinidad lands a partially blocked left jab for 1 point. The fighters are toe-to-toe. Leonard lands a two-point left uppercut. Trinidad misses with a right cross. Leonard misses with a counter left uppercut. Trinidad has cut off the ring and pinned Leonard in the near corner. Trinidad misses with a left cross, then attempts to backhand Leonard in the face with his left hand. Leonard turns to the referee to protest Trinidad's tactics. Trinidad issues a warning from the referee. The fighters are a ring center. Trinidad lands a three-point left hook. Leonard lands a four-point combination that causes Trinidad to step back. Leonard lands a partially blocked right uppercut for 1 point at the bell to end round three. That was a good, spirited round. Trinidad was able to get in his punches, but Leonard is just too fast, and he is a stronger puncher. At the weigh-in this morning, they both made the welterweight limit, but it appears to me that Leonard has packed on some more weight since then. He looks like a junior middleweight. Leonard had 10 points to 7 points for Trinidad in round three. The bell has rung for round four. The fighters meet at ring center. Leonard lands a four-point straight right. Trinidad misses with a left uppercut. Leonard lands a three-point right hook to the stomach. Trinidad is trying to cut off the ring. Trinidad misses with a weak left jab. Leonard misses with a combination, but scores with a two-point right cross. Trinidad lands a three-point combination, his best combination of the night thus far. Leonard ties up Trinidad as the bell sounds to end round four. I think Leonard was taking a break in the fourth. He appeared on cruise control. Meanwhile, Trinidad was trying to load up on that one punch to turn the fight in his favor. Trinidad had 5 points to Leonard's 4 points in round four. I will not cruise over to drink any bubbly until later on. The bell has sounded for round five. Leonard circles Trinidad to his right, then lands a two-point left jab. Trinidad lands a solid five-point right hook, his best punch of the fight. Leonard was stunned by that punch. Trinidad lands a two-point left jab. Leonard clinches. Out of the break, Leonard misses with a combination. Trinidad counters with a two-point left jab. The fighters are in ring center. The crowd senses their main man, Tito Trinidad, is ready to throw some heavy bombs. Trinidad misses with a left cross. Leonard counters with a partially blocked left jab for 1 point. Trinidad lands a three-point left jab. Leonard lands a four-point right cross. Trinidad fires back a three-point combination before the bell sounds to end round five. Trinidad became more aggressive in the fifth. He tends to start slowly in all his fights. But giving up early rounds to a Sugar Ray Leonard is a dangerous tactic. Trinidad must be leery of Leonard's known second wind in the late rounds. Leonard is a hard one to figure out. You must use all the weapons in your arsenal against him. And speaking arsenal, I wonder if they won against La Liga in the Champions League today. Can someone give me a recap? I have a slight wager on that match. Trinidad had 15 points in round 5 to Leonard's 7 points. The bell has sounded for round 6. The fighters are standing toe-to-toe. Trinidad lands a right cross for 4 points. Leonard lands a 2-point left hook to the stomach, scores a bolo punch right uppercut for 5 points that knocks Trinidad into the ropes. Leonard misses with a right cross. Off the ropes, Trinidad counters with a 3-point left cross. Leonard lands a 5-point left hook that knocks Trinidad into the ropes again. Leonard counters with a partially blocked left uppercut for 1 point. Trinidad misses with a combination. Leonard lands a 5-point right uppercut, followed by a 4-point double right jab. Trinidad almost went down as the bell sounds to end round 6. Trinidad once again has to be helped back to his corner. As I figured, Leonard took a rest in round 5 in order to dominate in round 6. Trinidad tried his best to defend, but he had no answer for Leonard's speed and power. This is a Trinidad crowd, but they are applauding the boxing style of the Sugar Man. Leonard had 22 points in round 6. Trinidad could muster only 7 points. Leonard is showing he can dominate Trinidad anytime he wants to in this fight. On paper, this looked like an even fight, but this bout is becoming a mixed match. Keeping my word to the mayor, no bubbly yet as round 7 begins. The fighters are at ring center. Leonard lands a 3-point right cross. Leonard lands a partially blocked 1-point right uppercut. Trinidad misses with a left uppercut, but lands a partially blocked left jab for 1 point. Leonard lands a 4-point combination, followed by a 2-point left jab. Trinidad clinches. That may be his only strategy in order to clear his head after those punches. Out of the break, Leonard misses with a left cross. Trinidad lands a 3-point combination and then a 2-point left jab at the bell to end round 7. Leonard is having his way with Trinidad. Trinidad has scored a few times, but he has no plan to keep Leonard from dominating the bout thus far. Time is running out, and Tito must solve the Sugar Ray riddle before the fight ends. Trinidad had 6 points to Leonard's 13 in round 7. The bell has rung to begin round 8. Leonard begins the round by landing a 3-point combination. The fighters are in ring center. Trinidad lands a 4-point left jab to Leonard's nose. Leonard lands a 2-point combination, a 2-point left cross, and a 3-point right hook to the gut. My word, he is so fast. Leonard staggers Trinidad with a 5-point right cross. Trinidad is pinned in his own corner. His corner is screaming at him to cover up. Leonard lands a 3-point left cross. Leonard lands a combination for 4 points and a 2-point left jab at the bell. Trinidad was helpless against that onslaught. I am beginning to wonder if Trinidad's corner will let this fight continue. It is so one-sided. Leonard is putting on a boxing clinic in front of Trinidad's fans in his hometown. Leonard had 25 points to 4 points for Trinidad in round 8. If wasn't against the rules, I would offer Trinidad some bubbly to bring him some much-needed energy as the bell sounds for round 9. Round 9 begins with Leonard landing a 3-point right cross. Trinidad misses with a combination. Leonard bends his knees and lands a right bolo punch for 6 points that stunned Trinidad. Trinidad regains his senses and lands a 3-point left jab, then a 6-point left cross that buckled Leonard's knees. Where has Felix been hiding that punch? Leonard misses with a left jab, then scores a partially blocked right hook to the stomach. The fighters are in ring center. Leonard lands a two-point combination. Trinidad lands a four-point right cross that snaps Leonard's head back. At the bell, Leonard lands a two-point combination. The crowd is up on its feet, giving the fighters a standing ovation. Trinidad found his second wind and did not give Leonard an inch. If he continues to do this, Trinidad could steal the fight from Leonard. We shall see. Leonard had 15 points in round 9 to 13 points for Trinidad. Will round 10 see more spirits flying, as the bell has sounded to begin the 10th? Leonard is moving about the ring, trying to establish position while Trinidad is stalking him. The fighters are in ring center. Trinidad lands a two-point left uppercut. Leonard lands a partially blocked right hook for 1 point. Leonard lands a four-point left cross and a three-point combo. Leonard lands a two-point left cross. His speed is amazing. The fighters are in ring center. Trinidad misses with a right uppercut. Trinidad misses with a combination. Leonard counters with a partially blocked combination for 1 point. Trinidad lands a two-point left jab as the bell rings to end round 10. Again, Leonard's hand speed came into play as Trinidad had no defense for it. 2 rounds to go for Trinidad to come up with a strategy that can impress his hometown crowd. Leonard scored 12 points in that round to only 4 points to Trinidad. The mayor has given me the okay to have another sip of this special bubbly as the bell rings for round 11. This number 21 bubbly is indeed special. Leonard is moving about the ring, dancing on his toes, circling to the right, then left. Trinidad is trying his best to cut off the ring, but Leonard is just too fast. Leonard lands a two-point left hook. Trinidad clinches. Out of the break, Leonard lands a two-point right uppercut. Trinidad lands a two-point combination. Leonard slides to Trinidad's left to avoid a right cross. Leonard counters with a two-point left hook. Leonard lands a four-point left jab. Leonard lands a five-point combination. Leonard does his version of the Ali shuffle as the bell ends round 11. Trinidad looks like he may be gassed. His punches are lacking steam, unlike this bubbly, which has more than enough ample steam to fuel my engine. Trinidad will have to go for a knockout in the last round, but can he catch Leonard? In round 11, Leonard had 16 points to 2 for Trinidad. In my eye, Trinidad needs a knockout to win this fight. The bell has sounded for the 12th. The fighters touch gloves at ring center. Trinidad lands a two-point left cross, then misses a right uppercut. Trinidad was loading up on that uppercut. Leonard lands a two-point left cross. Leonard is on his toes, dancing about the ring. He knows he has this one won and wants to avoid a solid blow from Trinidad. Trinidad is stalking, hoping for an opening to land a bomb. The fighters are in ring center. Leonard lands a two-point left jab, then a three-point combo. Trinidad lands a two-point right uppercut that doesn't bother Leonard. Trinidad misses with a combination as the bell sounds to end this fight. The crowd is up, giving both fighters a standing ovation. This was a fairly decent fight, but Leonard was just too much. In round 12, Leonard had 8 points to 4 for Trinidad. The judges have completed their tabulations. Werner Casimir scores the bout for Ray Leonard 7-2 with 3. Even Jim Maloney scores the bout for Ray Leonard 8-3 with 1. Even Davy Pearl scores the bout for Ray Leonard 10-1 with 1. Even for the winner by unanimous decision, Sugar Ray Leonard. An easy fight to score and an easy win for Leonard. There were no knockdowns. I thought Trinidad would put up a more spirited fight, but he could not keep up with Leonard's speed and timing. I want to thank Jeff Ray for promoting this bout. If you would like to promote a bout, feel free to contact Greg Rashid on whatever platform you hear this program. I'm going to put the seal back on this bubbly and take another sip once I get back on the plane for my next assignment. Now I have to find out if I won my wager on the Arsenal versus La Liga match. This is Knockout Nigel, returning you to our Bangkok studio. Cheers!
Thank you so much, Knockout Nigel, for a great commentary of that fight. I thought actually that it would be a close fight, and maybe that Trinidad would catch Leonard at some point, at least knock him down. But you know, Sugar Man, he is just too fast and too good. He's just amazing, and he won that easily. He won that fight easily. And I want to again thank Jeff Ray for suggesting that fight. He's the promoter of that fight today and of this show. And if you want to be a promoter, just as, you know, Knockout Nigel said, as I said earlier, just go to whatever platform you use to listen to this program and just send a suggestion to me. Please do that. I really like that. I really like to create, you know, have folks creating fights for me. I can create billions of fights. I mean, I got a whole list of just Thai fighters alone over here that a lot of you may not know unless you're a true boxing specialist. If you know your boxing, then you'll know these guys I'm talking about. And I got some women fighters lined up here, too, on here. But again, I hope you enjoyed that match. And like I say, also, we talk about fantasy fights, but also real boxing. We also, from time to time, have some interviews on here from former boxers, current boxers, some Muay Thai specialists, authors of books about boxing and combat sports. We do a little bit of everything here. By the way, speaking of doing a little everything, we'll also play a little music from time to time. And I'm going to go back to my D.C. roots because I want to play a little go-go before we get out of here. And I'm going to do right now Dr. Skunk Funk. Yeah, that's right. Dr. Skunk Funk and Skunk Funk Go-Go. So let's hear that on the Show the Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Yeah. true verse when you boogie your spurs. Hey, but when you're a regular, you wet up your shirt. Hey, F to the K to the U to the N to the K to the F to the U to the N to the K. Had a little home form, baby girl's way. What equals EL button? Hey, show your cleavage shot, loosen the button. Cause this dance is real hard, now you see that it wasn't. Hey, taking all tips cause we loving the money. And when we finish counting Hamill cash and Johnny Wall.
Afternoon here in Bangkok, but anyway, that was Dr. Skunk Funk and Skunk Funk Go-Go. That's back from the late 80s. I love my go-go music, and a lot of folks don't know it as far as the music around the world, but it's big. It's big in D.C. It's D.C.'s music, Washington, D.C.'s music, and I try my best over the years, various platforms I've had, various shows I had, to always feature some go-go. Hope you enjoyed that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. But we're going to get ready to get out of here. Like now, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening to the program today. Love the comments. Please comment on whatever platform you're listening to this program. Really appreciate it. Again, I want to thank Jeff Ray for suggesting the Leonard versus Trinidad fight. And you can suggest fights on here too. We'll shout your name out and just be happy that you do that. But anyway, this is Greg Rashid, your presenter here on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. I want to say go in love and go in peace. Help somebody along the way. And when you get up in the morning, first thing you do is get up, look in that mirror, hug yourself and say, I love myself. And if you're sight impaired, get up, hug yourself and say, I love myself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't do anything. You can't help anyone. You can't help yourself. Can't help anyone. But do what you can in this world, because we're on this sphere together. Do what you can to bring some positive vibrations wherever you are. Wherever you are in this world, do what you can. And help your neighbor, help a young person, help a senior out. Do what you can, because we are all in this together. So just bring some positive vibes. I know some hard times going on in this world, a lot of wars and rumors of wars, but do what you can to bring some positiveness wherever you are. But again, this is Greg Rashid. Go in love, go in peace. We'll see you next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in, my friends. See you next time for another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Please don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to this podcast. Thanks.